This is Ozarks at Large. Girl Scouts are returning to Camp Noark this weekend. The summer camp was closed in 2020 due to the pandemic, and this summer's programming almost didn't happen because of a staff shortage. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
In late May, Girl Scouts Diamonds of Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas announced the council was facing a critical staff shortage for this year's summer camp. Officials said registered camper capacity would have to be reduced if enough staff was not hired. Luckily, people like Emily Cook answered the call for help. The 24-year-old from Fayetteville has no prior experience with Girl Scouts, but heard about the opportunity from a family friend and decided to apply to be a camp counselor.
I was very grateful to be able to do it for them, but I mean, it's just more of an opportunity for me to be able to do what I want to do and work with kids and stuff, and just to be able to come and help them in a time of need that they really did need people is just very honoring.
Angela Dale from Scranton says she also stepped up to be a camp counselor because the council needed the help. The 27-year-old participated in Girl Scouts growing up and previously worked at Camp Kahinio near Boonville.
I got involved because I was fresh out of college looking for jobs, and I was like, I kind of want to do something with Girl Scouts. And so I looked on the website and I saw that they were doing camp, and I was like, you know what, that's what I want to do, because I've been to Camp Kahinio before. And I applied and I worked there for 3 years pre-COVID. It was like my favorite place to be.
This summer, Dale and Cook will be working at Camp Noark near Huntsville. The campus's 300 acres have been a wilderness home to Girl Scouts since 1967. Last year, girls did not gather at the site for summer camp, but President and CEO Don Prasifka says the council has pivoted and offered virtual programming during the pandemic.
Girls were still very engaged in Girl Scouts, having virtual meetings and actually doing camping in their backyards. We were doing virtual meetings where they were camping and doing roller coaster building in their backyard. But that is far from what a girl needs to experience, because Girl Scouts is so much more than that. It was very disheartening knowing these girls long to be at a place that they save their money for, that they anticipate being with their friends, learning new things.
Girl Scouts Diamonds has a handful of properties across the state, but Prasifka says they've decided to focus on one, Camp Noark, where they're hosting a residential camp this summer.
Just to see what the climate would bear, and we were blown away. We have double waiting list for Camp Noark of girls wanting to attend.
In a normal year, Camp Noark can see anywhere from 750 to 1,000 girls. Due to COVID precautions, capacity is being limited to about 50%, so around 350 campers are registered for camp this summer. Prasifka says recruiting counselors has been difficult because they were unable to visit high schools and colleges.
Those are the optimal models we want for our young girls at camp. They've got the energy to be a camp counselor. They have the girls can see themselves in these older young women that are leading them. And so we really like to have them on the camps. But when the colleges are not open for us to recruit, the schools are not open to recruit, that word does not get out. So we, and also, as we all know, the climate right now of finding employees has been very challenging.
There are 111 Girl Scout councils across the country, and Prasifka says many of them have experienced staffing issues.
That has been a national challenge for all of us, some more than others, depending on which state you live in. And ours, I would say ours fell into about a moderate level. I think some camps did not get to take place because they could not get their staffing ratios.
That ratio at Camp Noark is one counselor for every four girls. One of the best things about camp, Counselor Angela Dale says, is it provides a safe and nurturing environment for girls.
This is the place where they can be nurtured and to know that, or they can learn, you know, that not everything is wrong. And this is where they can become who they want to be and they figure out who they are. It's just a really good place.
Prasifka says they are still accepting applications because they like to have a deep bench in case something unexpected happens and an employee needs to leave camp early. Sessions are scheduled through July 25th. More information is available at girlscoutsdiamonds.org. For Ozarks at Large, That means we're not great at